and welcome to Follow Your Soul's Calling. Join me every Monday when I have mini coaching sessions with business owners to help them get clear so that they can take inspired action and live a soul-fulfilled life. Hello, how's everyone doing today? Today we have Miss Nairi with us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Nairi. I live in Adelaide, Australia. I have 3 ferrets and a chihuahua. I work with children and I love doing creative hobbies and playing games.
Okay. What brings you here today? What is holding you back, or where are you at that you're having issues?
Well, I'm just a beginner. So it's like, oh, what do I do first? How do I start this? Is this the right path for me? Is it stupid to even be thinking about this? You know, that kind of thing is why I'm here today.
Okay. And you have a podcast, right? And what is your podcast about?
Stolen Our Hearts. It's a podcast about ferrets and other exotic pets.
Okay. And what do you do? Do you have other pet owners come on, or do you have experts come on, or who do you have come on your podcast?
A bit of both of those. So some of them are just me. Some of them are experts or people who are doing something interesting with pets. And some are just other pet owners who want to share their experience.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that?
I'm on episode 2, and one is in the queue for next week.
Oh, awesome.
And I've got others that I'm editing. I've got 3 or 4 more that I'm editing right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, you're really new to it then. Okay. That's good.
Yes. Very new.
Where do you see yourself going? What you said, you don't know where to go next. What, when you decided, hey, I'm going to start this podcast, mm-hmm. what was your intention with that? Was it just, hey, I just want to kind of get my name out here a little bit? Or was it, hey, I want to grow this into something bigger?
I suppose my dream, I've always wanted to create something that is helpful to other people. So I thought, well, I like ferrets. Other people like ferrets. There's no ferret podcasts that I could see. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe that would be helpful to someone, and I could change the world for some little furry animal at least. So
so what passion do you have about ferrets? Like, where does your passion come from to do this? Or is there something in your heart that's like, I love ferrets and I just want to talk about ferrets all the time? Because that's cool too.
Basically, I just love them. I've always loved them. Since I was little, I liked otters and meerkats, and they sort of look like ferrets. So when I discovered ferrets, I was like, oh my gosh, it's a meerkat / otter I can own. So I got my first one about 10 years ago now, and I haven't looked back. So I just love them. Don't know how else to describe that.
If you could do anything with the ferrets and with your podcast, what would it be? Like, if there was no limitation at all, and you're like, you know what, this is what I would really like to do, what would that be?
You know, with literally no limitations of audience or customer size, I would like to create a rescue / shop / coffee shop kind of thing with ferrets there that people can look at and maybe pat while they're eating. It depends on how friendly they are. So like a cat cafe, but for ferrets. And so it's also a rescue and boarding facility with staff to help with all the cleaning because it's a big job, and generally ferret products and things. So it would be consignment kind of shop rather than me making everything. But so it could be gifts for ferret lovers or things for the actual ferrets. I'd branch out into my other hobbies, which are my creativity hobbies, because when I was younger, I had a website, which is unfortunately dead now, but it was for creative people of all types. And my dream for that one was to have a sort of a cafe, I suppose, but with shops surrounding it that are all creativity themed, so people could rent out the shop that is So one could be board games, one could be sewing shop, one could be a, I don't know what else, lots of other things like that. So it's like a hub of my interests, I suppose. That's, I don't know really how it ties together except for my personal values. That's the only thing that ties them all together. But
it doesn't have to be tied together. What?
Okay.
Which one of them is calling or pulling at you more?
At the moment, the ferrets, but I'm hoping that I can.
Now, is it calling, is that calling to you more because you are like, okay, I started this podcast and this seems more realistic, or is it because your heart is really into the ferrets more?
I feel
if money was not an object, you didn't have to worry about money or anything else, which one would you go for?
I think the probably the ferrets, because they're innocent little creatures, and I just
I really like that cool idea about like having the little shop where they can, people can come in and like play with them and stuff like that.
That's and experience cool them, and because I'm not a ferret expert, I'm just a ferret lover. So I call in other people to help with my knowledge and things. I don't pretend that I'm an expert, so I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. You know, when you first learn about, I mean, you have to start learning somewhere, right? You're not
gonna
be an expert right off the bat. What are the rules and laws and things like that about having animals in restaurants in Australia?
I haven't looked it up because I didn't think it was something that I should be doing at this point. Probably because in reality, unfortunately, it's not very feasible. It's not very money-making experience having ferret-related things here, I don't think. Our city's a million people and there's no other cities anywhere else around for 6 hours, so it's very limited. There are definitely
people though.
Yes, there are cat cafes though. There are two that I know of, so there has to be something allowed there. I mean, they're sitting there drinking their coffees and that with cats all over, so has that's, to be something.
I've never heard of anything like that. That sounds like a
cat really cafe cool. Really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They're a big thing in Japan apparently, and it's started coming here as well. But they've got otter cafes in Japan. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous.
I'm allergic to cats, so I don't even like
it was really a bit on the nose.
Yeah.
Cat wise, like lots of fur. Even though I'm not allergic, it's lots of fur.
Yeah. So you know that you can't have a cafe with animals in it. So that's not out of the realm of possibilities because it is
And my idea was probably to have more glass viewing areas rather than them running around like the cats do, because ferrets aren't really as trustworthy as cats. So
you could have them like in a little area, and then if somebody wants one, they can go get it and play with it or whatever, or however however you decide to do it is
I'd have to be careful because they're a bit bitey, so
oh are they
yeah a little bit
okay
they can be.
Well, if you're doing a rescue, you can like, have you thought about starting to rescue them now?
I don't have space.
How much space do they need?
I'd need to keep them separate from my dog and from my ferrets, and have them air conditioned and able to play separately from my ferrets. So that makes it tricky.
But what if you like, do you have the capacity to take on one ferret?
Maybe. But there is already a ferret rescue in Adelaide, so I feel like that's a bit redundant.
No, but there could be two. But if that's what you want to do, like, there's obviously something mentally that's holding you back. Like, this is what I want to do, but
It's not at all. Having a ferret rescue is extremely expensive, extremely heartrending. So it's not something I want to do. No, I don't want to run a ferret rescue. I want it's more advocating for ferrets that is my thing that I like.
Oh, okay. So you don't
have my own.
Okay. I'm sorry. I understood you.
It's all right. It's all right. I've got friends who run ferret rescues, and it's just insane. Like the amount of money that it costs and the amount of time and yeah. Okay. Not my thing.
So yeah. So if you had your cafe, so eventually you want to turn your podcast into something like that.
Maybe. I mean, again, like if I go back into reality, I have no interest in standing behind a counter at a cafe. Like that's not my dream either. Like my dream is to run a business of some sort, but not actually.
Who says that you have to be behind the counter?
I guess. Yeah. I'll hire someone. I'd be around and then I'd hire someone.
Yeah. Because you could hire somebody that loves ferrets just as much as you do, and they could be the one that's behind the counter doing everything. Because if you had a cafe, realistically, you couldn't do it all by yourself.
No. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, you'd have to have somebody help you. So you wouldn't have to be behind the counter all the time.
Mm.
So just when you think about this, I want you to, I feel a lot of resistance from you because...
Yes. Because in reality, when I think about it, my interest is, I don't know, doing something creative, and I feel a podcast is creative.
Right.
Advocating for something I love, this podcast, that kind of thing. And so the big hub of ferrets is more
a hobby.
I don't know if it fits a hub like HUB, like it's where everything comes together, like, uh-huh. Yeah, if it's a good idea or not, like as an actual business. So that's
okay. Yeah. So
my resistance there.
Yeah. So do you think that it's not a good business because you've never seen it happen, or do you think it's not a good business because you don't think that it fits what you want to do?
Because it doesn't fit what I really want to do.
Okay. And what you really want to do is something creative.
Yes. So sorry. I know it seems like I'm
Okay. Doing
big, and then it's like, bring it back again. Back to reality, I suppose.
So here's the thing is that when we have a dream, a lot of times we'll start dreaming about it. All right. And then we're like, oh my God, this cannot happen, because then you feel like, oh, I have to snap back into reality.
Mm.
And we hold ourselves back by doing that. Because if you have something that's placed inside of you to do it, all the steps to be able to do it are already inside of you. You just have to get quiet and listen to it. Mm-hmm. If your dream really is to have this hub and have all these creative people around you, maybe the ferret shop can be one of the little places inside of there.
True.
But it doesn't have to start out like this grand thing. It can like work into, most of the time things like that don't start out that grand. They start out little tiny, and then they build and build and build and build and build until it becomes what you want it to be.
Mm.
So don't put so much pressure on yourself of all the reality of it is, or how do I really make this happen? Because if it's something that you're really called to do, and creative people, I'm like that too. People tell me, they're like, what do you not do? Because if I see something creative, I'll bake a cake and make it into a character or do this, or, you know? So if you have that in you, then I feel like that's what you should go for.
Yeah.
How can you, about monetizing your podcast, can I ask what platform you're on?
Do you mean who's hosting me?
Yeah.
Again, I'm very new.
Sorry. Yeah.
Castos at the moment. Castos? I don't know how to say it.
Do they have a thing where you can monetize it?
Because I haven't looked. So. Okay.
Because I use Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Anchor FM. And they let you, they have like the thing that says monetize your podcast. And you can go in there and they'll just put commercials. Ads. On
it. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know that that's a smart thing to do right off the beginning. Like, I think you should probably like build your listeners up before you do that. Because if it's too many ads in there, they might be like, okay, this is all ads, you know, but once you get bigger, people are like, oh, okay, whatever. But other things that you could do is maybe start a website that you have all your stuff ferrets on there. and maybe find people in the area that do make things for ferrets and put them on that website, and then put your podcast on there too.
Mm-hmm. That could be good. So like a consignment shop online. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work. So I have thought of that. It's good.
You have thought of that?
I did think of that. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, if you think about it, like that's a good way to start, because you don't have to worry about a building. You don't have to worry about having inventory. You just talk to people and say, hey, let me know what kind of products you make. I can post them on my website. You mark them up a little bit so that you're making a profit off of them too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your podcast on there so people can get to know you, and you give them some more resources about it. And that's a good way to start monetizing too.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Yeah, that feels good to me. I like that idea.
Because then you're kind of starting that creative hub that you like and that you want to do, but it's not so constraining. Like you don't have to worry so much about like financing and finding a building and finding enough space to have put people in there. And if you wanted to, after you started going, you could put in different exotic pet things or wherever your creative space or wherever your creativeness is coming from, like just go with it. Like if you're sitting there and you start putting up all this stuff and you have like ferret treats, somebody does ferret treats and somebody does like bumper stickers, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what you would put in there, but like all kinds of different things like that. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? Maybe I should add this, or maybe I should find something like this. Do it. Because that's your intuition saying, hey, this is the next step to get you where you need to go. And don't necessarily think about the reality of it, because if you listen to that, hey, you should do this, that little prompting that you have inside of you, that's what's going to get you to your dream. Does that make
sense? That's what started me off with this whole thing. I just suddenly went, I mean, I'm not fishing for compliments here, but I'm getting married in 2 weeks time. And
congratulations.
Yeah, I come up with a podcast idea like 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm going to do a podcast. Like, what? What? That's so dumb. Like, I have to do that.
But that's
I'm like, I'm doing it. So I like following my intuition. That's how I created my original website as well that died. I'm just on a bus one day coming home from uni. I was like, yeah, I think I should do this. And went home and did it. So
are there any websites that you could do for you said Sacred Heart? Is that what it's called? Your podcast? What's your podcast
name? Oh, Stolen Our Hearts.
Oh, Stolen Our Hearts. Maybe you could make like a website that's something around that, and you can put your podcast on there and then just start finding people that do creative stuff.
I have started a WordPress site. Okay. It's just something easy to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think lots of the plugins could have shop aspects to it. So I'll look at that later or soon.
Yeah. Do you know anybody that makes ferret type things?
I do. I know a few.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I also know a few people who make things like stickers and that could make ferret things. So
there you go. Yeah. So you could call them and say, hey, would you do this for me? And hey, how can we work it out? And if you tell them, hey, I'm going to put it on my website and I want it to be like a consignment type thing, then they're going to know, hey, she's probably going to buy more in bulk. So they might give you a better discount or a better deal than they would somebody just off the street that wants it too. Mm. You know, so you can go in thinking like that too. Like, hey, I know that this is going to probably start small, but it will grow. So how can we work this out so that we can both be beneficial? It can benefit both of us.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
That feels good to me. I like that idea. Okay. Mm.
So if you could do one or two things that we've talked about, what's like the number one thing that you're like, okay, I'm going to do this now?
I'm going to look into the shop aspects, like getting people to make ferrety things that I can help sell.
Okay. And you know what might be kind of cool too is like posting pictures on or put on your website, like pictures with you and your ferrets.
Mm-hmm.
Or like other people with their ferrets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have Facebook and things like that?
I do, yes. I've created a Facebook page for it and today I started a Pinterest, and a few days ago an Instagram.
Okay. I want you to not get caught up in being on all the platforms.
Okay.
Because when you're on all the platforms, you're trying to learn all of them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are different. All of them work differently. So if you're really good at one, or you prefer one over the other, like really, really concentrate on that one. And as you okay. get that one down, then grow into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And then grow into the next one. Because if you have all these platforms and you're like, oh, I have to get my content out on every single one of them, or I have to, excuse me, or I have to come up with content for each of them,
mm-hmm.
it's going to wear you down really quick.
Okay.
Do you have another job?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Excuse me. So that's where that's going to come in. You know, you have your job and then you come home from work. And although it's something that you're passionate about, when you're like, I have to figure out what I'm going to do for all of this, it gets a little bit overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
If you concentrate on one, it's not so hard. It doesn't mm-hmm. seem so overwhelming. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes.
Mm-hmm, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but that's what I would suggest.
Mm-hmm. But that makes sense. Yeah, well, I'm already on Facebook and I know how to use Facebook. So.
Okay, so then you could branch out to one of the other ones, either Pinterest or Instagram.
I think Pinterest, Instagram, I don't really totally get, to be honest. I'm like, okay. Oh, I'm such an old fogey now. But
okay, so then like, you can like, start dabbling in Pinterest. And
I like Pinterest. I use Pinterest myself, so it makes sense
to use it
for this, yeah.
Okay. And you can always like backlink that to your podcast or your website or even your Facebook page too.
I discovered that today. I was fiddling around with it. Yeah.
That's cool. And do you post when you post about, well, I guess, so you're just starting out, but some different ideas are maybe, maybe like I said, videos of you and your ferrets or, I don't know, different, maybe find like little clips of people like trimming their nails or I don't know what, I don't really know a lot about yep. ferrets, to be honest with you.
Ferret care like, things.
Yeah. Yeah. Ferret care things. You can post that on your Facebook page or even on your website. And then that gives you different things that you're providing value to people,
mm-hmm.
but you're not actually having to do it yourself. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then will that get people to listen to the podcast or not?
Well, because you are maybe, so a guest that you have, like an expert guest or something, mm-hmm. then maybe you can.
So relevant things to yes, what the yes. podcast was just about.
Right.
Okay.
You can say if you have somebody that is a guest that's like an expert or does something with them, you can post something that they're showing on your Facebook or your website. Mm-hmm. Or say you have a guest come on and they're talking about their exotic animal or their ferret or whatever, you can put a post about them on there and say, hey, tune into our podcast. This week we're having so-and-so and her furry friends and like mm-hmm. kind of like play it up like that so that mm-hmm. it gets their interest. Like, oh, wow, she's always got all these cool people coming on her podcast. And this is the different things that they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how does that feel?
That feels doable.
Okay. Well, that's like
something
good.
That makes sense. Yes.
But does it feel good though? Like, does it feel like that's where you're?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if it doesn't, my feelings will not be hurt at all. I'm just trying to like give some like different little ways that you
yeah.
can go with it.
Uh-huh. I've done a little bit of that. One of the first episodes had, it's not a rodent. So I had a picture of a ferret and its teeth and then a rat and its teeth and like comparisons. So it's like rodent, ferret. And so that was one of my posts, but, so I'm just mentally trying to think, have I gone far enough or with things, or is it too much or with my posts or.
Here's the thing is that when you're first starting out, do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Anything that your mind that pops in your mind, do it. Even if you're mm-hmm. like, I don't know if this is relevant, because what you're trying to find out is what people are attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like what kind of guest are people more interested in? What kind of topics are they more interested in? So if you start talking about a lot of different things, you're going to say, or you're going to see that this person's like, oh, or people are gravitated towards one type of post, or mm-hmm. gravitate towards one topic or one type of guest, you know? So you can kind of get a better idea of where you can get into it. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
I think mm-hmm. that a lot of times we're like, we put ourselves in a box. We're like, okay, we're going to do this and this is what we're going to do. But if we take those walls down, the picture can be so much bigger. And, mm-hmm. and in the dream that you have, you don't know what steps you're actually going to have to take to get there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You could have it all planned out, but things don't always work out the way that you want them to. So that if you take those blinders off and you're like, okay, let's see where this takes me, it could take you to something even bigger and better than you ever imagined.
Mm.
So yeah, that's my advice on that.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
I guess, so you think I can do this? It's my question.
I
could actually make it profitable, or?
Of course you can. Okay. I want you to not get caught up in it has to be a certain time, because a business is going to take a little bit of time to build. So it's not like you're going to just put this out there and everybody's going to snatch it up. They might.
Yep.
They might. I mean, you could put it out there and in 3 months you're like booming. You don't ever know, you know, but then again, it might take you a little bit longer. So don't get discouraged in that, mm-hmm. because you have to find like, what are people really into? What topics am I talking about that people were really interested in, mm-hmm. and go with that. And if you go with that, then your path is gonna, it's going to lead you to where you need to be. You know what I mean? If you stay inside of a box and you're like, this is what I have to do, I think it's going to make it a lot harder on you.
Mm-hmm. That also makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, if this is a thought that's in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, whatever, I definitely think that is possible, because it was, mm-hmm. it would not be placed inside of you if you couldn't do it.
Mm. I've had ideas like this for my whole life. So I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. One of them, at least.
Yeah. And you never know where this will take you. You never know where this will take you. Just don't put up the try to, when you're dreaming about it and you're like, oh, I would love to do this and this and this, try not to put up those blinders of, in reality, is this really going to happen? Or in reality, is this going to happen? No, don't do that to yourself, because when you do that, you're limiting yourself, mm-hmm. and you have so much potential inside of you to follow your dreams and do this, or it wouldn't have been placed inside of you. And if you have mm-hmm. all these other things that are like, oh, I could do this and I could do this, I can do this, who knows how it's all going to be blended together in the end.
Mm-hmm. I have had people in the past, not lately, say, you know, you should be focusing on one thing and not everything. So, I mean, something that I'd like to do as well is like running craft workshops for kids, and that's nothing to do with ferrets. So it's like, oh, you know, if you stick to ferrets, then you know, you're limiting your options for the future for other things. So, oh my gosh, let me have one option.
You know what? This ferret thing might be a stepping stone for you.
Yeah.
This ferret thing might teach you how to do a podcast, or how to find the audience that you want.
Mm. That might, because I might run out of topics. That's the other thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I run out of things to say?
There's always something to say. There's always something to say. You can find something. And here's the thing about it is that people don't listen to your content all the time. I mean, some mm-hmm. people do, but for the most part, people don't. So you can say the same thing in a bunch of different ways, and it's still going to be interesting to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so having like running out of topics, I wouldn't even worry about that, because you could talk about ferret grooming 100,000 different ways,
mm-hmm.
right? It doesn't necessarily have to be just one way that you talk about it. There's so many different things that you could talk about, like from shampoos to, I don't know what, like there's so much stuff that you can talk about when it comes to that one particular topic. You could talk mm-hmm. about their personalities in another topic. You could talk about like what kind of person you need to be to have a ferret, like what their personality is compared to like how much time you need to be spend with them, things like that, you know. So there's always topics that you can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think that just because you start doing this, that this is the end all to be all. Like, I'm not ever going to do anything else, that ferrets is what I'm sticking with.
Yeah.
That's putting yourself in that box again, because mm-hmm. you can start this out and it could be a stepping stone for you. You can start this out and it can grow into something totally different. You can start this out and it can be beneficial and it could be going great. And then in another year or two, you're like, you know what? I want to add something else to it. And then you're able to add those children workshops onto it, you know? So I would definitely say like, start with one thing, because if you put too much on your plate, you're not going to get anything done. That's like a way of self-sabotaging yourself. But if this is where your heart is, follow it until it runs out.
Okay.
I mean, you're not married to the idea. You're not like, okay, I have to do this forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
A lot of times when we think about stuff like that, we think, well, what if I do this and it doesn't work out? And people see that this doesn't work out. And then I try something else and they're like, okay, well, what if this doesn't work out? Don't worry about those people. Those people that are thinking like, oh man, she's trying something else and it's going to fail again. Those people don't have anything going on for them. Those people do not get it. And that's okay. That is okay. There are so many other people that know about entrepreneurship and realize how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a book and I can't remember who it was, but somebody said, I want to say it was like Warren Buffett or something like that. I don't know. It was somebody like that has a lot of money. And they were like, this person does not invest in companies unless you fail at like two or three before then. Because you're learning things along the way. Every failed thing that you do is learning. Not saying that you're going to fail at this, but just saying that if you take everything that you're doing as a learning experience and build on it, it's not ever a bad thing. And you're eventually going to get to where you want to be. So
that'd be good.
Do you have any more questions or any other things that you'd like to talk about?
I guess, do you know anything about social anxiety or shyness and entrepreneurship, or?
Are you're like nervous about putting yourself out there with it, or?
Yeah. Oh, everything. It's a medical condition. I get extremely anxious about all sorts of things, and it includes sometimes talking to people, but sometimes not. It depends how I'm feeling that day. But
do you meditate?
Pretty crippling.
Do you meditate? Maybe before you go to talk to people, or before you go into a situation where you feel that way, maybe take some deep breaths and meditate before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're more grounded when you go into that situation and you're like, I don't have any expectations of what this is going to be, I'm just going to let it be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's not going to be as like, you're not going to be as anxious about it, because when you're anxious about something, you're anticipating all the things that could go wrong or how it's not going to work out for you. But if you meditate and like, I have no expectations of this. I want to go in. I want to show my passion. And if they don't want to do what I want them to do, or they don't like what I want them to do, it's okay with me, because mm-hmm. I know that there's something that I need to learn in that. Like I said, take everything as a learning experience, everything. Mm-hmm. You go in and talk to somebody and they say no, think about it. What could I have learned from that situation? Did I say something that maybe that didn't resonate with them, or was I being too anxious? And maybe they could feel that, because people can feel that when you're nervous or you're anxious, people can feel that. And they're like, okay, why do they feel like that? Is something going on? And they kind of are standoffish for it, you know? But if you're passionate about something, then, and you're just like, you know what? I don't even care. I'm just going to go in here and I'm going to be passionate about it. And I'm going to talk about it. People are like, wow, she is so passionate. I want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take time to like, I know that this sounds really crazy, but if you take some deep breaths before you go into something and like, you know what, I don't, the whatever the outcome is what it's supposed to be. It's mm-hmm. it, you're going to feel a whole lot better about that situation. I've never been diagnosed with social anxiety or anything like that, but I do know that when you do start putting yourself out there, there is a level of, are people going to resonate with me? Are people going to like what I'm doing? Are people going to think mm-hmm. I'm a joke? That just comes with the territory, mm-hmm. but you have to believe in yourself enough, or you have to believe in yourself more than that, mm-hmm. because ultimately that's just your brain trying to protect you. When you get out of your comfort zone, your brain is trying to protect you and it's going, oh, we're in danger. We're in danger, because it's not in its little comfort zone of sitting over here and not talking to anybody. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So when you step out, your brain is like, oh, this is dangerous. What if something happens? And the part of our brain that reads that is like the part of our brain that thinks that danger is a saber-toothed tiger running after us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't realize that it's somebody that you're talking to and they could just say no and walk away. And that's all it is.
Yeah.
So it doesn't differentiate between the dangers of things. So when you go into that situation, your brain's going, oh, this is dangerous. This is dangerous. There could be somebody trying to eat you, but in reality, nobody's really trying to eat you, you know? So if you can think about that before you go into it, and like I said, take some deep breaths and say, you know what, it is what it is. We're going to go into it. We're going to do everything we can. And if it's meant to be, it'll be. And if not, then it's not. But I showed up and I gave my best.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you show up for yourself, the easier it will get and the more confidence that you'll build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard for me at the moment because I'm happy talking to strangers on the internet, but telling people I know, oh, hey, I'm creating this podcast, it's about ferrets, I'm like, oh no, don't tell them that, they'll listen to the podcast.
They'll laugh at me. But you know what, they might be ferret lovers too, you never know. I'm gonna tell you something. So I am doing 365 days of live videos on Facebook.
Okay.
Every day I get on there and I talk. My first couple podcasts, I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was like stumbling over my words. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, and I didn't even tell people why I was doing it. I like went on there and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to do this and see what happens. And then after a couple of weeks, I'm like, Amy, you did this because you are a life coach or I'm a growth mindset coach, but yeah, I'm doing this because I want to get my name out there. I want people to know who I am and what I do. So I have to tell people what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So like 2 weeks out, I was like, y'all, I wasn't being honest. And I like called myself out on it. And I said, look, this is what I'm doing. I want to reintroduce myself. This is what I'm doing. And this is why I decided to do this 365 days of live. And then I would have people pop up because I do it on my profile. And I would have people from like elementary school pop up and I'd be like, oh my God, they're watching me. And it would like paralyze me for a second because I'm like, oh my God, they're watching me. What if they don't like what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know what? There are people that need what I have to say. There are people that want ferrets or that have ferrets that need the information that you're going to put out there. Or maybe they just like ferrets and they just want to hear about it. But there are those people. And if you limit yourself to what other people are going to think, then you're not going to get that information to them.
Mm.
And nobody that's doing more or the same as you is ever going to criticize you. It's only people that are not achieving or not wanting to do anything with their life. And we really don't care what they think, right?
Not really. Well, a bit when they're my family.
Well, I mean, yeah, you might think like worry about it, but.
You know, they're very, you know, 9-to-5 job kind of expectations. You choose a career at 18 and then you stick with it until death kind of people. So, yes.
But you know what? You can just say, hey, I'm doing this on the side right now. Yeah. They don't have to know like, hey, I want to make this something big.
And oh, then they're used to me doing things on the side, so that's all right.
Yeah, so it's not even a big deal, right? Like they're like you said, they're used to you doing that, so it's not even a big deal. Do they know you like ferrets?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay, so it's not going to be a shock to them at all, because they're going to be like, okay, she likes ferrets and she talks about them.
Yeah.
They might not understand, but they're going to know that you like ferrets, and they know that you do things on the side. So it's not going to be so abnormal or so crazy to them to think that you're doing this.
Mm. Yes.
You might be thinking in your head, like, oh my God, they're going to think, what am I doing?
They're going to judge me. Yeah.
Right. What if they judge you? Families judge us all the time. They really, I mean, they do. They're like our worst critics of everybody.
Yes.
You know, but in the grand scheme of things, if it's something that fulfills you, don't worry about what they have to say about it. They don't have to understand what you're doing. They don't have to. As long as you understand, then you're good.
Hmm.
Does that help a little bit?
It does help. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So just think about it when you're like, oh my gosh, well, what is this person going to think about me? How does it make me feel? How does it make me feel? Because, I mean, you can't control what they think or what they feel about anything. You just can't, but you can control how you feel about it. If it excites you, if it makes you happy, you're like, you know what? This makes me happy. I get to be happy, dang it.
It is making me happy
for
right
me
now.
To be happy, you know, and like get into like a little thing, like I can be happy, and just like kind of make it fun. And then it changes the whole mood around you as a person. Pick up your ferret and say, I love you, and you get to make me happy too. You know, and that, like I said, that changes the whole mood around the expectation or the thoughts of what other people are going to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I do deserve to be happy with this. So.
Yes, you do. You do. And if it's something that makes you happy, do it. Run with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take those gates, blinders, walls, whatever they are, realistic things, put them down and just see where it takes you.
Mm. I just thought you had to have something to aim towards. And so I was like, oh, that's a bit of a weird thing to aim towards. So
what's weird?
Oh, you know, the big dream was a bit of a, so it's, am I directly aiming for the big dream? Or
I would say, I mean, you can say, hey, look, this is what I want to do, but what if something even better happens?
I'm hoping it does.
Okay, so look at that dream and aim for it. But if something better happens, like don't make like a path. Yep. Like I have to do it this way to get just to this
change.
Exactly. Because who knows what bigger, grander thing is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like so focused on this big dream, you're missing out on all the great stuff that's happening along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the journey. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the journey is where it's at, because there's never, the final destination is death.
Yeah.
Right. Like once you get to that big dream, there's going to be other big dreams that follow that. You're not going to get to that big dream and be like, I've made it. Now I'm not ever going to do anything different.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a creative, that's not going to happen. There's going to be other things that pop up that you're like, oh, I want to do this now. Or, oh, I want to do this now. Or, oh, I can add this to it. So don't get so caught up in like, it has to be this, but aim towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you know where you're going, and then you're going to be able to get there a whole lot easier. But at the same time, don't be so stuck on that path that you don't let other things come up too.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes.
So I would like to ask you, what is your biggest takeaway from today?
That it is possible for me to do it. I guess that's the biggest takeaway. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and just take
that's one, a big one.
One step at a time. It doesn't have to be grand to begin with. Each step is wonderful and teaches you something for the next step and then the next step and the next step. And then before mm-hmm. you know it, you're going to be like, wow, look at what I'm doing. And you're going to be mm-hmm. so proud of yourself. You're going to be like, I can't even believe I just did this.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Right? <Yes. laughs> All right. So we are going to wrap it up today. I hope everyone has an amazing day. Thank you, Miss Nyree, for coming on today. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in today. If you love this episode, subscribe to get updates when episodes are released. And if you want to hang out more, come join us in my Facebook group, Soul Intentions. See you there.